Greetings. You are listening to the Calvary Episcopal Church podcast, and our virtual verger is out today. So today's podcast will feature the collect of the day and readings for Holy Cross Day, along with the sermon. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross that he might draw the whole world to himself, mercifully grant that we who glory in the mystery of our redemption may have grace to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. You're invited to join me in saying Psalm 98, verses 1 through 4, together. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. With his right hand and his holy arm has he won for himself the victory. The Lord has made known his victory. His righteousness has he shown openly in the sight of the nations. He remembers his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today is the day of the Feast of the Holy Cross, and we at Calvary Church commemorate this as our special feast day. We come together, we remember the cross of Calvary, and we celebrate the church. And one of the first things I'm going to do today, since it's one service and we're all gathering together and there will be a lot of children among us, is to gather the children and ask them if they know what Calvary is. What is Calvary? And they'll probably just have the context of knowing Calvary is Calvary Episcopal Church. But some of them may know that Calvary is the place where Jesus died on the cross, often called Golgotha. Calvary is known as a place of suffering. In most churches, focus on the cross happens during Holy Week, especially on Good Friday when Jesus willingly died on the cross. As a teenager, I came to know Jesus in my life, and one place I'd find myself was the Christian bookstore. It's where I drove myself as a 16-year-old when I could first drive to the Christian bookstore. It's no wonder I'm a priest. I found a large bookmark at that Christian bookstore one week. I wound up putting it on my bulletin board in my room because it so moved me, and I wanted to see it and remember it. And that large bookmark said, "I asked Jesus, how much do you love me? He answered, And then he stretched out his arms, and he died. I remember being so moved to know that God loved me so much that he was willing to die for me. I wanted to know that kind of love in my life. We are especially fortunate at Calvary on our feast day to be able to imagine the power of the cross. It wasn't just on that fateful day when Jesus gave his life for us that the cross was present to witness to the power of God incarnate, but the cross was present in reality throughout Jesus' life. The shape of the cross was actually present from the moment of Jesus' birth, not just at his death. The crux of the manger in which Jesus was born was likely in the shape of a cross. And so the cross of the manger bore witness to God willing to be born into this world as a vulnerable human infant, just like each of us came into this world. And as a carpenter's kid, Jesus watched and learned from his father the importance of cross joints. The shape of the cross was before him as Jesus grew from adolescence into an adult. And then during Jesus' ministry, as he gained power and fame, Jesus knew the reality that if he taught this way of love, some would not receive it or understand it. Some would see this way of love as a threat. But Jesus kept on loving, knowing that it could lead him to the cross of death. As Christians, we are shaped by the cross. At baptism, we're signed with the cross. Some of us make the sign of the cross when we pray. And you'll see throughout the service when whoever's serving as the priest absolves the people, blesses the people using the sign of the cross. People didn't know it during Jesus' time, but our bodies are actually filled with the shape of the cross. There are these things called laminins. They're glycoproteins in the shape of a cross that regulate across multiple cellular activities. They signal pathways that give us life. And the cross shape in the body is actually abundant in our DNA. There are an estimated 500,000 cruciforms in our human genome. Scientists have found that when these make the cruciform shape, it actually can lead to cancer. So our body, filled with millions of crosses, we are filled with crosses that bring life and crosses that cause suffering and death. We pray today at the beginning of worship that we may glory in the cross of Christ so that we may gladly suffer for his sake. That can be a tough ask. But ultimately, what Jesus, I believe, is asking us to do is to invite God into every moment of our life. In the times of great joy, the times of great sadness. And to know that in each moment, we have life and breath and hope because God first loved us. Today we're going to be singing a new hymn that Howard Helvey wrote especially for Calvary. There are a couple of things to notice about the hymn. You can look at it and click on the bulletin that can be found in the Chimes newsletter for today. Each verse begins and ends with this line, "Because God first loved us." The hymn reminds us that God's love is always present and it never ends. The first verse of the hymn talks about how God has loved the world since the beginning of time. And then to the second verse of the hymn, God loves us right here and now. And the third verse assures us that God's love will never end. Past, present, and yet to come, because God first loved us, we are rooted in fearless faith. We can love right here and now, and we can trust that love will keep leading us to greater justice and deeper peace. This is the most important thing to remember as we move forward in faith, in the mission and vision of Calvary Church, that because God first loved us, we have the power to love. I have what's called a holding cross to give to everybody who's at worship today, and everybody who's listening to this on the podcast is invited to receive a holding cross as well. A holding cross is, this one in particular, is made sustainably from olive wood in the Holy Land where Jesus lived and died. A holding cross, any cross, is a reminder that because God first loved us, we can live in confident, fearless love today. There are things you can do with this cross. This particular cross you can hold and squeeze as a reminder Jesus is present with you, as an assurance when you're afraid. You can give it to a friend with whom you want to share God's love, or you can carry it with you in your busy days in your backpack or your pocket. It's a reminder, no matter how you use it, that God loves you, will be with you in good times and in bad. The cross is a reminder that the cross of Christ and all His suffering and all His glory, in all our suffering and all our glory, we have the hope of our faith. These are the words to the hymn, "Because God First Loved Us," that we'll be singing today at Calvary Church for the first time. Because God first loved us, a song intoned so long ago, its grace we seek to share and show in fearless faith, to learn and grow, because God first loved us. Because God first loved us, we strive to have our lives repeat such love for every life we meet, to be Christ's hands and heart and feet, because God first loved us. Because God first loved us, we trust this world is justice bound and deeper peace may yet be found as glory wraps us round and round because God first loved us. Amen.